Good afternoon, Brad. Welcome to the sideline view for the first time.
Ah, beautiful. Bloody good to be here.
Nah, absolute honour to have you on the show, Brad. 2021 SFL season. When did you guys hit the track for pre-season?
We hit the track late October. So, we've been obviously out on the track for a little while now. Soon as we're allowed to, basically, we'll back out there. So. Yeah, it's been good.
Late, yeah, okay. So, actually, you were one of the rare clubs last year that actually kept training, weren't you? You kept going for as long as you could.
We did, yeah. We kept going. We pushed through for sort of, as long a period as we could till they sort of fully locked us down and, you know, the bands come on training and stuff. So, yeah, it was more just something for the guys to do, you know what I mean? And
yep.
There wasn't too much else going on at the time, so they were happy just to have a run around and catch up with each other and, you know, have a bit of a laugh and a kick, so... It was good, but it was certainly strange. But it's good to have a bit of normality back, I suppose. Hopefully we do.
I wasn't going to mention last year, Brad, but it's hard not to go there, isn't it?
It is, yeah, definitely. It was a very strange year. So, I suppose all of our times that footy's been around, we haven't seen anything like that, and hopefully we don't encounter it again.
No, exactly right. Now, October, you'd have a fair fitness base. You'd have a few miles in the legs now.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Yeah.
Nothing like playing games, unfortunately. But, yeah, we feel like we're pretty ready. But once the full intensity gets back there, you soon get levelled back to earth, I reckon.
Yeah, look...
You can do all the run you want, but when you get tackled and, chased down and have to get back up and keep doing it, you can obviously train for it, but I don't think there's anything really like playing games.
No, I think there might be a few guys with their hands on the knees by quarter time in the first round somehow, puffing pretty hard.
For sure.
How did you?
Be one of them, probably.
Yeah. I don't know about that, Brad. How did you find your ball skills? Were you rusty after the big break?
Oh, it wasn't too bad, to be honest. Probably more sort of the ball judgment in the air and that. I reckon you probably lose quickest. The skills are a little bit rusty, but they come back, fairly quick. You do kick the ball on that a fair few times and handball at training, but I suppose it's just that the marking and, leading, the timing of it all. I think that's probably the biggest thing that blokes probably, fall away in, I reckon.